The psalmist David said, it is good for me to draw near to God.
Amen. Amen.
I come to know the closer I walk with him, the closer and more real he is to me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You love him tonight. You're thankful for what the Lord has done, what he will do. If only trust him and believe him, stand upon his word, you'll be the God to fulfill his promise.
Yes, Lord.
He'll be there and he'll see us through.
Yes, he will.
But let's be encouraged in these last days, as Brother Cutshaw has already said, really. The things that are unfolding before our eyes, the prophecies coming to pass, everything we know as we read the scriptures, knowing it's unfolding, being revealed, and we know that things are coming upon this earth.
Amen.
But there will be a rapture taking place.
Yes.
How many feel tonight that you're rapture ready?
Thank God.
I try to tell my church, amen, these things, if you do these things I'm fixing to say, you will be ready.
Amen.
And whether we go by the grave or the coming of the Lord, we can be ready. And that's three things I try to preach, and if we'll just watch and pray. You know what Jesus gives us in his word to watch and pray? We're ready in such an hour that we think not the Son of Man.
Right.
We watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Right.
If we keep our focus, which is looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith,
amen.
Oh. Praise God, we know that. Reaching forth for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus,
amen.
Our Lord.
Amen.
If we guard our hearts and keep our hearts,
amen,
and therefore we can, amen. May God protect us and preserve us, and amen. Not that to any of our soul come in and weed any kind of bitterness or hatred, anything in our hearts. Let our hearts be protected. We're covered by the blood.
Yes.
Thankful for that tonight.
Amen.
God.
Praise
God. Amen. If we can do those things, church, we can be ready at all times.
Yes, we can.
Amen. If we watch and pray, we'll be praying, we'll be looking and hasting for the day of the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I pray, Luke 21:36. Watch and pray always that I may be accounted worthy to escape.
Amen.
All these things shall come to pass.
Yes.
And to stand before the Son of Man. So we know we can, and we will be ready if we just look. Wait for the hasty for the day of the coming of the Lord. All right. This time we'd like to have some singing, Brother Mike. Good to have him tonight. Glad to have every visitor that is here. Good to have Brother Jeff Carr. He's a blessing. Been knowing him for a long time. Appreciate him, his wife, his father-in-law, Brother Fulbright. And how old is he now, Brother Jeff?
91.
A great man of God, good teacher, good people. Amen. Amen. Good people from over Bethel. We appreciate him coming. Brother Jones. Amen. All of you, some of you I don't know by name, but some from my nephew's church. Amen. We appreciate you all coming.
Amen.
So, Mother Mike, come on, everybody, let's sing for us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Master. Blessing the Lord.
This is a song that I do quite a bit. Just seems like the Lord puts it on my heart a lot. And there was a lot going through my mind today and yesterday. Didn't know really which way to go, but when your pa and my tells you what he wants to hear, that pretty much nails it down too. So that's what we're gonna do. For the glory of God, not for my voice, not for me being here, but for the glory of God. Thank you.
Moses has said, God, if you don't go with me, I don't want to go.
That's right.
I don't want to go.
Amen.
God ain't in it, I don't want to be a part of it.
That's right.
I want to be led by His Spirit, His grace. Good singing here tonight, enjoy that, praise the Lord. Brother Jones is a great singer from our church, and I want him to come and sing for us. Come here, brother. Now, I'm not going to play for him. I can barely play the radio. Praise the Lord. But I think you'll enjoy his ministry song.
If you don't play the drums, you won't too. I won't miss you too bad.
Praise the Lord.
Listen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Do it, baby. Sisters.
Yes.
We just had never met.
It's all right.
But now we're family.
Yes.
Amen. What a delight to see you and enjoy the blessing of God with you tonight.
Hallelujah.
There's a little chorus that says, oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, the praises
yes,
of his people.
He does.
Amen. Oh, amen. Yes. And I want to give God a place. I want to give him a place. I want to be one of those that's led by the Spirit of God, that God could guide my life and use me and direct me by his divine hand and divine love. Thank God for his glory. I appreciate Brother Jones coming tonight from our church over in Bethel. Appreciate Brother Jeff being here. Amen. I tell you what, God's good to us, isn't he?
Yes, amen.
Aren't you glad you're a Christian?
Oh, yes.
Would you rather be an old-time Christian than anything you know?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I've been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and ready to go in a moment's notice. Hallelujah. Amen. He don't have to forewarn me. Just come and get me.
That's right. Amen.
I'm ready to go anytime. What a delight to be able to serve God. Many, many years we've been in the ministry, me and my wife. We worked at Lockheed Aircraft in the 60s, and God said, I want you to go full-time ministry. And we left Lockheed, and we've been in it ever since. That's about 1970 when we left. And we've been in the ministry ever since, serving God in the capacity that God's called us. Amen. And so I'm just delighted to be a part of God's kingdom and work for the Lord and be directed by his Spirit. Amen. Isn't God wonderful?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. I'm thanking God for his glory and for his power and for his grace. It's what God's doing. Hallelujah. Praise God for his glory. Now you may notice I got my papers out. I'm not fortunate as some of these young men to be able to memorize everything before they come to the pulpit. And I need a roadmap to keep me on track. Amen. Praise the Lord. I need that roadmap to help me know where I'm going and be able to stay there. I don't know if you've ever traveled any, but I have. I've traveled, and if I didn't know where I was going, I had me a roadmap. And every once in a while, I'd check that roadmap to make sure I was still on the right route. Amen. Because I have been lost. I don't want to get lost in God's Word.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that God can give me something 3 days or 3 months or 3 years prior to the time that he uses it. I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for what God's done in my life. Amen. I've heard some men, young men get up and say, I apologize, or say, I don't write anything down after they preach. I said, I thought to myself, you should have. You should have. Amen. Because some of them spend nothing but wheels. Amen. But I want to tell you something.
Amen.
I want to leave something with you.
Amen.
I want you to leave this house tonight remembering something that God has spoken into your heart. I've spent a lot of time in prayer seeking God's face that God would direct me in the message that he would have me to preach. Now, after preaching 40-some years, God's given me a lot of sermons.
Amen.
So I'm still very sensitive to God. Amen. And I ask God to give me direction and guidance so that I may know what to say. Today is last night I thought I had the message for tonight. If you've ever preached, you know what that's all about. Amen. Sometimes you think, well, this is it, Lord. And God reminds you here in the midnight hour, that ain't it. And so you got to go back. You got to go back, amen, to the drawing board. and begin to draw some more from God.
Yes.
And today, as I was seeking God, God directed me in this sermon, and I trust tonight that it's going to touch your life. You may be right here where I'm talking about tonight, and I just want to obey God and let the Spirit of God direct us by His grace. So if you have your Bibles, I invite you to go to the book of Ruth. Go to the book of Ruth. Amen. If you go to Judges, take a right, you're almost there. And it's 437, page 437 in my Bible. Praise the Lord. Ruth chapter 1. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 16. When you get there, smile at me. I like smiles. Praise the Lord. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. It reads like this. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them and said, "This is Naomi." And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you for this another opportunity, Father, to stand behind this great podium. God, to be able to minister according to your plan and walk in your power and know thy glory. Oh God, I know that it's not who I am or what I can do. And God, if you don't touch me and use me, Lord, these would just be words. But God, if you'll anoint me under the power of your grace and move upon my life, God, these words can come alive and speak into the hearts of your children, Father. Oh God, I'm here to do thy will and thou alone. And I ask, God, that you would put your approval upon everything that I say and do this night, that you may be glorified, that hearts may be touched, and people may obey what thus saith the Lord. Let thy will be accomplished in this hour, God, and we'll be quick to give you the glory, the honor, and praise, thanking you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Smile at somebody before you're seated. Praise the Lord. Before I forget it, I want to thank you for every offering. I want to thank Pastor Capps for inviting me. I appreciate that. I know his wife, working on the third shift, is not easy on her. Amen. But she's faithful. Isn't that good? Thank God for godly women, godly wives. My wife's what's kept me in the ministry. Hadn't been for her, I'd have quit a long time ago. I'd have give up. But she was there to spur me on. Amen. I know no other preachers ever felt like quitting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Naomi said, "I went out full, and the Lord brought me back home again empty." I want to preach a little while on running on fumes. Running on fumes. Have you ever been so low of gasoline in your vehicle that you said, "I'm running on fumes. I've got to get to somewhere fast because I'll be out of gas before you know it." I want us to begin with the early years of Ruth and Naomi. Amalek, his wife Naomi, had two sons. They moved into the country of Moab because of the famine that was in Bethlehem region. Amalek died. His two sons married wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. They lived about 10 years. The two sons died. Naomi was left with two daughter-in-laws. When she heard that the famine was over in Bethlehem, in her homeland, she told her two daughter-in-laws, stay here in your homeland. Orpah stayed. Ruth would not leave her mother-in-law. Will you go? I'll go. Where you die, I'll die. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God.
Amen.
Naomi had left with her husband and two sons. Now she returns with the daughter-in-law, the one daughter-in-law. Listen to her words again. I went out full, but the Lord brought me back empty. Help, my tank is empty. Have you ever felt like that in your spiritual life?
Yes.
Have you ever felt like, oh God, it seemed like nothing is coming in? It seemed like, Lord, I'm running on fumes. And if I don't soon find help, God, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God, I need help now before I hit the bottom. Because I feel my spirit just dwindling away.
Yes.
I'm not what I was, what I want to be. God, I want to feel the glory again.
Yes.
I want to feel the power that I'm used to, God, that keeps me motivated, that keeps me moving, that keeps me alive. God, I must feel your spirit.
That's right.
God spoke to my heart about this sermon of some time ago when my wife was up in Tennessee and she was there. Her mother was at her bedside before her mother died, and she had spent about 2 months up there. And she came back and she said, Sammy, I feel like I'm running on empty. She had missed so much church there tending to her mother. She said, I feel like I'm running on empty. And God spoke to me and said, there's a world out there like that.
That's right.
There are churches out there like that. People are still going to church, but they're not receiving what they want. And some of you may be here tonight, and you may be feeling what I'm talking about. You might have said, oh God, I need a stirring. I need a moving in my spirit. I need the glory to come down upon me, God. God, I need a refreshing. I need a reviving. I need to be moved by your glory and power that I may know, God, that everything is okay with me. You may have things pulling you so hard against you, and the world may be falling in upon you, and it looks like it's impossible. You say, God, I've got to have help now.
Amen.
I need you, Lord. You attend church. Even though that things are going great, the preacher doing great preaching, the singing is wonderful, people are rejoicing in God, but you feel so weak spiritually and nothing seems to be flowing into your soul. You're there and you're thinking, I wish I could feel what they feel. I wish I could experience what they're experiencing. I wish I could feel the glory of God.
Amen.
I'm so drained. And I'm so down. Oh, or maybe you miss church to the place that you feel like, oh God, I really need help to get back where I need to be.
Wow.
Your inner man is crying, help me. Yes. I'm running on fumes.
Yes.
Have you ever felt that way?
Yes.
Have you ever been in that place that you said, oh Lord, Lord, I need you right now.
Yes.
I've been to churches at times and I've walked in. It felt like I was stepping on my bottom lip. I thought, oh God, I feel so down. I feel so bad. I'm hurting so much. And God, if you just will, let it rain on me today.
Yes.
Let me leave the house, God, knowing that something real has happened in my soul. Amen. We don't like to be in the valleys. On a mountaintop. There are times that things will go sour in our lives. A strife will hit us and stress will be upon us. Amen. We go to the house of God trying to wear a smile, but all the time we're hurting on the inside, dying on the inside, and saying, oh God, need you. I need you. I need you. You may be praying, but your praying seem to be hitting the ceiling and falling back in your lap. Amen. Amen. Your praying seems so empty.
Touch him, Lord.
God, I'm trying. I'm trying to hold on. God, I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying, God, to muster up some faith. Reading God's word just don't seem to soak in now. And your desire for God's house seems to be fading. And you're crying, but no one seems to be listening. Your heart's crying out. Your inner man is crying out. Oh, God, I need you now. You see, you may be getting into a dangerous situation. You may be getting into a dangerous place, running out of gas in your vehicle in the wrong neighborhood or on the interstate could be very dangerous. We all know that. Amen. You may become prey to the wrong people.
Right.
Amen. And running out,
yes,
out of spiritual fuel could be disastrous in your life. Because you see, that's when the devil jumps on you. That's when he's coming in,
yes,
like a roaring lion,
what?
Seeking whom he may devour. That's when the devil wants to get a hold of you. When you're down and you're weak and you can't seem to pray, you can't seem,
yeah,
to get a hold of God. That's when the devil knows that he can do things to your life. Amen. He can run over you and try you and try to pull you asunder and pull you away from God and make you think there is no use. That's what the devil wants to do.
Right.
He wants to catch you in that vulnerable moment. Amen. When you're weak, you can't fight back. Amen. The devil don't jump on you when you come out of a Holy Ghost, Holy God anointed revival service.
Oh,
no. He don't jump on you then because he knows you're too much to handle. He knows he can't handle what you've been receiving and what you've got. But oh, let me tell you, when you get down, you feel like the world is holding you down and people are stepping on you. When you feel like your spirit can't be lifted up, then the devil comes in and that's when he gets,
yes,
a hold and trying to pull you asunder and pull you down.
Lord,
come on, brother.
Bless the Lord. Happy Lord.
What a tough place to be in. What a tough place. David was caught in a weakening moment when he saw Bathsheba,
yes,
taking a bath. He wasn't spiritually up, or he'd have resisted.
Yes.
He'd have walked away. He said, I can't do that. I'm a man after God's heart. I cannot partake of this. He would have walked away. But evidently he was in a low state of mind. He was in a low state of spirit. He couldn't fight that. Can I tell you that the devil will send somebody by to try to pull you down when you're down?
Amen.
Can I tell you that the devil knows when you're hurting? Amen. And you're not spiritually where you ought to be. Can I tell you the devil brings in the wrong crowd? And the devil knows our weakness.
Right. Amen.
He knows how weak we are in certain issues. And that's why we've got to hold on to God and seek God's favor and seek God's power and be led by God's Spirit. Amen. Peter faced a dilemma when they asked him, you're one of his disciples. You're one of them. And he said, I don't know the man. Oh, let me tell you, Peter was weak. Amen. If he had been like he was after Pentecost, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it hurts. And we're crying out, oh God, help me. Help me, I'm running out of fuel. Amen. In your weakening state, you can do things you never thought you would do.
That's right.
Bless you, man.
Amen. The devil's not somebody to play around with.
That's right.
He knows every trick in the book. He even wrote the book.
That's right.
He wrote that book of evil. He knows what to get to us at. The devil's not going to come to a sanctified saint of God and offer them a bottle of liquor. He knows they'll resist it. They won't take of it. But there's other areas that the devil will get into your heart and spirit about and begin That's why we come to church, so we can stay fueled up. That's why we come to church, so we can feel the presence of God and the power of God's glory and the grace of His hand. Amen. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 7:18, "For I know that in me, that is, my flesh dwelleth no good thing."
What?
Yes. Amen. It takes the Spirit of God to control the flesh.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody said one time when they saw two dogs fighting, one with a black and one with a white dog, and they said, "Which dog will win?" He said, "The one that's fed the best."
What?
Amen. If you feed the inner man, he'll ward off the fleshly man. Amen. Amen. If you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. You got to feed the Spirit of God. Amen. And let Him work in your life. Yes. So that you will not fall. We are still carnal, whether we like it or not. And we're still susceptible to things in this world. But we've got to fight against that and hold fast to the power of God.
Yes. Good, brother.
And walk in the power and the glory of God. Galatians 5:17, he said, "For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things you would." There's a battle going on in every one of us. Amen. Have you ever seen the little cartoons where a little devil would sit on one shoulder?
Uh-oh.
Little angel sit on the other shoulder, whispering in your ear, that little devil would say, "Do it, do it." Amen. And that little angel would say, "You better not. You better leave it alone." Yeah. Can I tell you, there is that kind of battle that's happening in every one of us. We have to make decisions every day that I'm going to walk with God. I'm not going to follow the ways of the flesh. I'm not going to follow the thoughts of my mind. I'm going to lend myself to God and let God direct my path, that I may walk in safety, that I may walk in the power of His loving grace.
Yes.
Hear me, church. David cries out in one Psalm 119, 133, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word." The Bible said a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord.
That's right, amen.
Amen. We've got to stay in the Lord if we're going to make it.
That's right, man.
Amen. And when things start going wrong, you've got to get to a place that you can start getting them right. Amen.
That's right. Touch them, Lord.
You need to fill up when you're running on fumes.
That's right.
Before you run out.
That's right.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I've run out of gas before. It ain't no fun getting out there hitchhiking or trying to walk to find a place to fill back up. Amen. But there have been times in my life I thought, "Oh God, I've got to get someplace." I've been in church dying. I've been in church suffering.
Yes.
I've been in church and I thought, "Lord, I can't feel anything here." Amen. It's like pouring water on a duck's back. It's just running off, God. I don't know if it's something wrong with me or wrong with them. I'm just wondering, God, what's going on?
Sure.
Amen. Then there have been other times that I walked into the house of God, it was like a fresh rain coming
That's
down.
That's right, amen.
I could feel the glory from head to toe.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I was born in the fire and it takes the fire to keep me going. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got to have the glory and the power of God's grace,
amen,
and God's goodness,
yes,
and God's
blessing.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to every one of us. Amen. If you know you need a fill up, you've got a choice.
That's right.
You've got a choice. Do I remain where I'm at spiritually, or do I do something about it?
Amen.
Amen. If I can't find it here, I'm going somewhere.
Right.
Amen. There is a filling station somewhere.
Right.
There is victory somewhere. There are people that still got the glory. There is the power of God that's still reigning. Amen. God still wants to do it for His children.
Yeah.
Those that seek Him. Amen.
Yes.
Those that seek Him are going to find Him.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes you have to hunt for it.
Come on. Right.
You have to go for it. But it's there.
Yeah.
And amen. You've got to yield yourself in the Spirit
Bless
of God.
Amen.
What do I do? Do I remain where I'm at? Or do I really get up and do something about this? Contentment is dangerous.
That's
contentment
right.
is dangerous. How many amen. People have lost out today because they became content?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. They just went along with the norm.
Yes.
I know it's not right, but maybe I'll find me a better spot. Maybe I'll find me a better place. Maybe things will get better. That's what the devil wants you to hear. The devil wants you to think it'll get better. Just stay where you are. I know the preaching ain't too good, and I know the singing ain't great. I know there's no spirit in this church, and I know, and I'm not talking about this church. Thank God for the man of God that's here.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for their beliefs and their stand for God. But there are places like that, and you're saying, well, it'll get better. It'll turn around. It'll change. But it don't change. And the devil takes advantage of that and begins to defeat and destroy and tear down and break apart. Now what do I do? Amen. Many just accept it and lay back in it and say, it'll get better. Remember last night, I believe it was last night, I told you about the miniskirt in the North Georgia camp meeting. Charles Kahn was preaching. And he stood up and he said, this is when it first came into existence. And he said, church, don't let it get a hold in our churches.
Right.
Don't let it get a hold. You preach against it. You push this thing out of the pulpit, out of the sanctuary. Don't let this happen. And a lot of the preachers just settled back and said, it'll be okay. It'll be all right. It's a passing fad. It'll just move on. Amen. But it never moved on. It's got worse and worse and worse. Amen. And there's some walking down the street, amen, with skirts on. You don't want them to bend at least a little bit. Amen. I'm telling you, they can embarrass you. It's a bad thing that the devil is doing in this day. And a lot of people are accepting those things and letting it happen.
Amen.
Somebody said, if you're not advertising or if you're not selling, quit advertising.
Amen. That's right.
And I like that.
Yes.
We got to live right with God, and we got to live according to the will of God and not cause anybody else to sin.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Come on.
That's right.
Amen. If I live according to the will of God, I'm not going to cause that
Amen.
Sister to sin or lust after me, brother. And I'm going to guard my life and what I wear and what I do.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. It used to be the kids that run around showing their nakedness. Come on.
That's right.
Amen. But now grandmas are doing it.
That's right.
God help them. Somebody get a hold of them. Turn them alive toward God.
Happy Lord.
Content. While others realize. They realize what's happening, and I've got to get to the filling station. I've got to get there.
Oh, yes.
If I can't find it where I'm at, I'm going where it is. Amen. I'm going to find God. I'm going to submit myself to the Lord. I'm going to walk in God's grace and in God's power.
Yes.
Amen. What can I do? What can I do? Well, if you were running out of gas in your automobile, what would you do? What would you do? Oh, I think I can make it another 100 miles anyway. That's what a lot of people think.
That's right.
And after you get out there a little while, that thing begins to sputter and spit. You say, uh-oh, I waited too long. It's sad that some people wait too long.
That's right.
They feel empty. They know they need to fill up. They know they need a touch of God. And they're waiting too long. Waiting too long. When that spiritual detector begins to show low, you've got to find a place.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If it's nothing but a revival on your own.
Come on.
In your back room. Seeking God. Reading the scriptures. And letting God become real to your life.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
It's not always happening in churches. Sometimes it's just that secret chamber that you have revival with God.
Right.
Amen.
Some of the greatest revivals I've ever had has been me and him.
Yes. That's right.
The Spirit
Amen.
Of God, the life of God.
Right.
When the glory came down, when the Spirit of God reigned upon me. And oh, he touched my heart. Amen. If the world could have seen me, then I thought I was crazy. Amen. Going down the interstate, speaking in a heavenly language, lifting your hands in praise.
Oh,
going by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I wasn't drunk on what they thought I was. I drunk on something else. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God. I heard about the evangelist one time. He said the Spirit of God came on him so strong going down the interstate. He pulled over the side and run.
Yes.
Well down the road. run back.
Amen.
They might have thought, there goes a crazy man. But all he's crazy about.
Amen. That's right.
Sometimes you got to do it on your own.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to reach out and begin to receive what God's got for you. Amen. We all have our ups and downs. We all have those moments. We all have those trials and those tribulations and those storms. Amen. So what we've got to do is realize, God, I've got to have you. I've got to touch you. My wife was so excited about the service that night because that was the first service she'd been in a long time. So excited. I just can't hardly wait till I get there. That's the way it ought to be.
Amen.
Amen. When you drive into a filling station with your automobile, what do? Do you sit under the steering wheel hoping somebody will come by and fill it up for you? Now, that may have happened one day back when they had the full service. Thank you, sir. Amen. Before they got the set. So that could have happened then, but not anymore. Amen. Well, what do? Do you get out of your automobile? You go take the gas cap off, turn on the pump, select the grade, begin to pump it. And you pump it till you know that you've got it adequate fuel that you could drive on to your destination. The same principle works in the spirit.
Come on, brother.
You've got to know when to fill up.
Yes.
You can't take a chance on facing the devil with an empty tank.
That's right.
Can't take a chance on going out there and allowing the devil to take advantage of you because you're running spiritually low. And you can't always wait on somebody else. They may never move.
Amen.
I've been in church, and I've pastored churches to where if so-and-so didn't move, nobody else did. Mm-hmm. I'm not that way.
Come on, brother.
Well, I'll tell you, if I feel something in my spirit, I don't care what you're
doing. Come on, brother.
I feel like shouting, I'm going to shout. I don't care.
Come on.
I don't care if you feel like it or not.
That's right.
I don't need a cheerleader. I don't need somebody to lead me. I don't need somebody to be my forerunner.
Right.
Amen. I've got an experience with God, and I'm going to display that. I've got to feel it.
Yes.
Glory.
I know when I'm running low.
Amen.
I've got to get that tank filled back up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Times you can't wait. Times you can't wait. Waiting can be troubling. Man, the longer you wait, the harder it is to get what you need. David cried out in Psalm 51, "Test me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation." I pastored a lady in Trenton, Georgia when I was up there pastoring years ago. My second church, as a matter of fact. We had an outpouring one day. I mean a spiritual explosion. Oh, heaven came into that place. People were shouting, running the aisles. God just demonstrated a great move of His Spirit that day. This lady came to me one after the service and she said, "Brother Cutshaw, I used to do that." I said, "Oh, God.
Come on.
I don't ever want to say I used to do that."
Right.
I still need it. I still got to have it. I still got to move by the presence of God.
Right.
I don't want to cool down. I don't want to cool off. I don't want to ever say I used to do it. I want to feel it today like I've always.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
it's more important today than it ever was.
Amen.
With all the lukewarmness, with all the compromise, with all the things that are going place today, we need a
revival. Come on.
In this last video, we need a teaching that the
Kande, Sri Lama Kande Lamuhukaya, Riki Ga, Shila Mamamania, Kati Kama Mamatia, Kreeli Ma, Shikai, Kua Mamande Lamoshilai, Kande, Shiki, Kaka, Mumma Mahaya.
I say unto you, my children, I am a God that changes not. What I've done before, I can do it again. I want to bless you. I want to minister to you. I want to bring you out of your valley. I want to bring you out of that place that you've been down in. I tell you tonight, I can lift you higher than you've ever been. I can show you more glory than you've ever felt. I say to you this night, if you will lean on me and allow me to do it, I will fill you with a brim that it may run over, and will be blessed by your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm running low. I need a revival in my own spirit. I need a revival in my own spirit. That Holy Ghost power is still real. That sanctifying power is still real. That glory is still real. Amen. Too late to tell me. You don't have to do it like that. Amen. I want a touch of His glory. I want to feel His power. I want to know His grace. Hallelujah. I want to yield to Him. Yield to Him.
My God, my Savior and my Master, my Keeper and my Deliverer. Hallelujah! 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 I want the ministers to come up here. Master, come on. Lord and my God.
Hallelujah.
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 The time to move is where the water's still.
Yes, it is.
If you need anything from God,